Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, we're all ready to September. I'm not sure how we got there. The time goes by very rapidly, but it is September 3rd. We're well into the month. So what's on your calendar for September? Lots of things that are happening during September. It seems like we always have a big weather change, but September is one of my favorite months as far as the weather goes. Usually, we can't make any broad statements anymore about the weather. We never know what's going to happen. But usually we start to have a few of those little nippy days and leaves start turning, and it's usually pretty beautiful as well as just sort of invigorating in my mind. Well, taking a look at September and some people and things that have happened and are scheduled for September, maybe some of these are on your calendar, maybe not. Let's start out with some characters who have birthdays in September. Several of them have to do with Sesame Street. And one of the ones who came into Sesame Street was Barkley the dog's, and he has a birthday on Tuesday the 3rd, today. Another one that was Sesame Street was Slimy the Worm, and that was September 19th. And another one is Telly Monster's birthday, another Sesame Street character, and that one is September 29th. But Mary Poppins, that the movie debuted in 1964. And then there's Scooby-Doo. We still can see him on TV, and Scooby-Doo's birthday is on September 13th. Also, a more serious birthday character, Uncle Sam. Uncle Sam's image was first used on September 3rd in 1813. Now, of course, there are some real people's birthdays on several days in September. September 7th, Grandma Moses was born in 1860. And back further in history, on September 8th, King Richard the Lionhearted was born in 1157. And then on September 11th, O. Henry was born, and so was Le Bon. And on September 21st, H.G. Wells was born. And September 26th is the birthday for Johnny Appleseed. Now, you may think of him as a character, but he was a real person. His name was John Chapman, and he was born in 1774. And one of the things we can celebrate in September are all of the yummy apples that are getting ripe, and we can use them in so many different ways. So we can say thank you to Johnny Appleseed for that. Well, then there are some fun and some practical things that happened or were invented in September. And will you celebrate National Cheese Pizza Day? That's on this week, the 5th. Seems like there are a number of food days, and that's okay. The 8th on Sunday is National Grandparents Day. That could be a fun day to celebrate. And then the next day, the 9th, is Teddy Bear Day. On a practical note, the 10th of September is when Elias Howe patented the sewing machine in 1846. And look at all that wrought, all the work and effort and creativity that comes from the sewing machine. Here's one of my favorites on September 12th. That's National Chocolate Milkshake Day. What can be better than a chocolate milkshake? Then on the next day, the 13th, that's National Peanut Day. For some of us, that's a big enjoyment. For others, that's a big no-no. And then on the 16th of September, that's National Play-Doh Day. And by the way, just heard on the radio, can you believe that? That Play-Doh was actually put together, created as a wallpaper cleaner. Didn't go over very well, but it went over big as Play-Doh. And that's also kind of related to kids. Do you know any kids that don't collect rocks at some time in their life? You know, going around, picking up stones, putting them in their pockets. Well, the 16th is Collect Rocks Day. And the 17th, you know, this one should be on a different day. This is National Apple Dumpling Day. That should really be on Johnny Appleseed's birthday. And on the 21st is Miniature Golf Day. On the 22nd, several things. Band-Aids were invented in 1920. It's Elephant Appreciation Day. You know any elephants that you need to appreciate? And the ice cream cone was invented in 1903. Then on the 24th is National Bluebird of Happiness Day. Hope we all can celebrate on that day. And on a more practical and important note, on the 27th, the first steam locomotive ran. That was in 1825. And on the 30th of September, how could we get along without this? Although several things have replaced it. That is, the safety pin was invented in 1849. Well, I think some of us still use safety pins, but, you know, now there's Velcro and a lot of other things that we may use instead of safety pins. But, hey, that was a great invention. Then there are some important things that went on in history in September, some pretty serious ones and some maybe not quite so serious. Probably the first one that comes to mind is 9/11, when the World Trade Center was attacked. And it's always interesting to me that in the, you know, the year, near years after that followed, if you said 9/11, people either had a different expression on their faces or they made some comment. Now, when you say 9/11, it just sort of passes by. And of course, there's the whole group of people who don't even really know about that day. Other things that happened in September. World War II began when Hitler invaded Poland, and that was in 1939. Thank goodness for this. The first Continental Congress was convened in 1774. And how old is California? Well, California became the 31st state in 1850. Francis Scott Key wrote the Star-Spangled Banner in 1814 on September 14th. And the first railroad station opened on September 20th. The U.S. Post Office opened in 1789 on September 22nd. And the Supreme Court was established in 1789 on the 24th. Long before that, Balboa discovered the Pacific Ocean in 1513. And on September 29th, the U.S. Army was established in 1789. Those are just a few of the moments in September that could be important to you, or perhaps not at all. But take a look at your calendar and think about what you have planned for September. Just so many activities that go on in September. And here's a couple of thoughts from other folks about September. John Updike wrote, "The breezes taste of apple peel. The air is full of smells to feel ripe fruit, old footballs, burning brush, new books, erasers, chalk, and such. The bee, his hive, well-honeyed hum, and mother cuts chrysanthemums. Like plates washed clean with suds, the days are polished with a morning haze." So wrote John Updike. And then, you may have heard about The Last Rose of Summer. Well, Thomas More wrote these few lines that said, "'Tis the last rose of summer, left blooming alone. All her lovely companions are faded and gone." Most of that happening in September. Whatever you choose to do in September, we hope you have a wonderful, lovely month and accomplish whatever your goals are that you set out to do in September. It's a great month to have good things happen in your life.